أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير إلى قوله تعالى وما ذبح على النسب وأن تستقسموا بالأزلام ذلكم فسق. In the three ayat, Allah has mentioned to them and things which are haram for us. In the last, which we will be discussing today, is which Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَن تَسْتَقْسِمُوا بِالْأَزْلَامِ. After discussing all the various animals, the animals which are from the beginning haram, like pig, etc., animals which for certain conditions become haram, and then Allah Ta'ala, previously yesterday, but what we had discussed, is the animals which are slaughtered at the altars or for the idols in front of the idols, which the pagan Arabs used to do. Today it is the 11th thing, and that hasn't to do with animals, but it has to do with a certain practice which was prevalent amongst the Arabs, and that is antastaqsimu bil aslam. Aur ye ke taqsim karo juye ki teero se, that you take, you decide your fate, what you should do in the future, according to Arabs. This is the practice of the pagan Arabs was that those people who were the mujawirin, the caretakers of the idols of the Kaaba, they had a bag in which they had kept three spears in there. And on the one spear was written, Amarani Rabbi, that my Allah has ordered me to do this. On another spear was written, Nahani Rabbi, that my Allah has forbidden me from doing this. And the third spear was empty, nothing was written on it. So whenever anyone had some thing to know whether I should do this or not, then he should go to this Mujawirin, the caretakers of the Kaaba Sharif, and he should ask them, for example, should I get married? Should I get married to this girl? Should I start this business venture? Should I go on safar, etc., whatever it might be. Well, which all people have got questions they ask, and they want advice whether we should do this or not. Now the pagan Arab should go to these caretakers of the Kaaba and go and ask them. And they had this bag in which the three spears were kept. Then he should take out one spear and see what is written on it. If it was written on, Amarani Rabbi, Allah has commanded me, they used to do that. And if it was written, Nahani Rabbi, my Allah has stopped, not allowed me to do this, then for 1 year they should not do that. And then they should come back. And if the third arrow came out of which nothing was written, then again they would start the process until one of the other two arrows came out. So this is all guesswork, and it is all what to do with their idols worship. According to their idols, they believe that this is what a person should do, what a person should not do. And this has been made haram in many ayats of the Quran Sharif. Yet, to show its severity, how terribly haram it is, Allah mentioned it with blood, drinking of flowing blood, which is totally haram, with regard to pigs, etc., which are totally haram, so that we understand that this practice is totally haram. That this taking this advice like in this nature, which is like fortune tellers. Today, this has been replaced by fortune tellers. And we should be very careful, we shouldn't be going to fortune tellers. Neither should we follow the horoscope, that is according to the stars. A person sees that what I should do, I should not do, etc. And people who throw their bones, etc. And then they give you advice on that. All these wrong practices. Islam came with a complete and perfect way. And that is istikhara namaz. Islam taught that you have anything to do, make istikhara, that is mashura with Allah Ta'ala. And ask Allah Ta'ala whether I should do this or not. Do it 1 night, 3 nights, 5, 7 nights, and a clear indication will come in the heart that what we should do, what we should not do. So we should follow that. At the end of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Zalikum Fisqa. Ye gunah ka kaam hai. These 11 things which have been mentioned are all works of guna, sin. Or it refers particularly to this about this aslab that they used to go take with regard to the spears. They should take their guidance from that. So to that particularly Allah Ta'ala refers. Whatever the case may be, all these 11 things which are mentioned here are all haram, and the 11th thing, though it is not to do with animals, but this wrong practice, that also Allah Ta'ala has explained that it is totally haram. So as Muslims, we have anything to decide what I must do, for us is istikhara namaz. And we don't have to go to any fortune teller. Not only not that we don't have to go, it is haram to go to fortune tellers, to people who look at the horoscope, according to the stars, to take our fate, etc. All these things we should avoid completely. They are all totally haram. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn the Quran, to practice on the Quran, and correct our lives accordingly.